Good morning. We complete Masechta Kinim this morning with it the end of Seder Kachim. The last Mishnah in Kinim deals with a number of difficulties that can affect the number of Kinim that a woman might have to bring after giving birth to one baby. If she says she's going to take on an obligation to bring a pair of birds when she gives birth to a baby boy. So Yolda Zachar Mevia Shnei Kinim. Right, she has to go ahead and bring two. Achas l'nidra, one she has to bring because she took on a neder, which means that both birds are going to be a karban ola. The achas l'chovasa, and one pair is going to be a obligation. Echad li'ola ve'echad l'chatos. Nisan on the kohen, a kohen tzarech lasos shalosh peredim milmala v'achas momatan. So it would follow, she's got three olas, so the kohen, when he gets those birds, he has to do three on top of the line on the mizbeach and one underneath. Lo asa kain, if he didn't do that, ela asa shtayim elmalan ushtayim elmatan, right? But if he didn't do that, instead he brought two of the birds as olos and two of the birds as chatos, below nimlach, and he didn't ask her, why you bring these two? Tzrichalavi old preda achas, yakrivenam elmalan. She now has to bring another one, and the kohen will offer it as an ola, mimin echad, that's assuming that both pair of birds, the ones for the neder, were from the same type of the same type, whether it was a tor or a gozal, whether it was a turtle dove or a pigeon. However, shnei minim tavi shtayim. If she brought two different types for the two different birds, right? One was a set of turtle doves. One was a set of young pigeons to bnei yona. So then she has to now bring two additional birds as olos to figure out which one was which. Pirsha Nidra, what if she specified the birds and she forgot which species? And she brings two, and the kohen makes a mistake. So Tzricha Lahavi Od Shalosh Preidin. Now she has to bring another three birds as olam yiminachad. That's assuming they were from the same species. But Mishnei Minim Tabi Arba, if there were two species, and now the kohen messes up, so she has to bring four birds. Kava Nidra, what if she says that it's got to be brought together with the original birds, the ones that she's obligated? So then, Tzricha Lavi Od Chamish Preidin Lamala, Mimin Echad, or Mishnei Minim Tabi Sheish. But if it was from two types, she has to bring six. The son on the coin, Veni Adas Manas. Now, what if she gave him to her the coin? She doesn't remember what species, a dove or turtle dove. V'alach HaKoin V'asa. And the kohen goes ahead and he doesn't know what he's doing. So now he messed up and she messed up. She now has to bring another four birds, two of each species, as olas for her neder, two birds for the ola of her chiyuv, one chatas for the fact that she has an obligation, which makes a total of seven birds. Okay. Ben Azay comes along and he says, Shtei Chatos, she has to bring two Chatos. Could be a turtle dove, could be a dove. She has to bring both. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Zel Shamuk Shou Chai, Kolo Echad, Ukshou Meis Kolo Sheva. This is what we say, right? While his voice is one, when he's alive, and then when he died, it becomes seven. In other words, when we deal with a ram, it serves one voice. But when it turns, dies, so it could have seven different pieces. Keta kolo shiva. How do we say that a ram's voice is seven once it's dead? So shtei karnav l'shtei chatzotros. You can use the two horns as two shofars. And shtei shokav l'shtei chalilim. And the two thigh bones become two flutes. And oro l'tof. And then you can use the hide itself to be made into a drum. So that makes five. Meyav l'nevalim. You can turn the stomachs into a soundbox for an evil, and b'nei me'av l'kinoros, and you can use the intestines to play the harp. V'yesh omer ma'atzamo lasas tchilis. You can go ahead and turn the wool into tchilis. Fine. Now, the Mishnah is going to turn around and state as follows. Reb Shimon ben Akasha omer, ziknei am aretz, when you have older people who are unlearned, the older they get, right, the more they lose their mind. He removes the speech of the capable and he takes away the reasoning of the elderly. Avozikne Torahina came, but the Zikanim of the Torah don't work like that. Elakozman Shein Maskinim Daita Misyasheva Salayim. When they get older, they only get better. It's like vintage wine. Shenemar Mishishim Chachma Baruch Yamim Tabuna. In the olden age, you find wisdom, and the Arichas Yamim, they also get a length of understanding. And with that, we close out Mesechta Kinim, Seder Kachim, and Be'ezus Hashem, we start immediately Mesechta Kelim. Now, the first parak of Mesechta Kelim, which introduces us to the concepts of Tumah and Tara, by definition, will be a very important parak, and so therefore, the Rambam writes, we should really, really understand this very well. There are different categories of Tumah. There are Avos, there are Avi Avos HaTumah, Ava Tumah, Rishon HaTumah, Sheni, Yashlisi, and theoretically a Revi as well. So what are Avos HaTumah? Avos HaTumah, Sheretz, Rishach Vazera, Utmei Meis, Vamitzora. Avos HaTumah are the creepy crawlies, and when you have a seminal discharge, somebody who touched the dead body, a Mitzora, he's also an Ava Tumah. Right, assuming he is bimei safro during the time that he's counting, mechantas she'ein b'hem kidei hazoya, and also when you have mechantas which don't have enough to be able to sprinkle with, sareilu metamin. These things have the ability to convey a sense of tuma, not only to people, adam v'kelim b'maga, as far as if they touch a human being touches them or they touch a kli. That would create a tumas maga, klicheres bavir. The klicheres, it can get it through the airspace in a earthenware part. Whether it touches the kli, whether it didn't touch, the kli can become tamei. Beina metamin b'masa, but they don't make a person tamei for through being carried. So we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning with the exciting world of Kalim and the world of Tumah and Tara as well. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.